My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's a lot going on here. Is Amari Cooper involved in possible talks? Is he not? Lady who's been all over it for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Back from the Greenbrier, she's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are well. Latest on Brandon Ayuk. What do you think?
Well, right now it appears that the ball is in Brandon Ayuk's court. He has to approve any deal because it includes a contract extension. So if anything is going to happen, Brandon has to sign off on it. And right now it appears that he just doesn't really know exactly what he wants to do, or he hasn't made a decision on that. I do know that the San Francisco 49ers would like to deal with the Cleveland Browns because they really would like to have Amari Cooper. So I've been reporting that for a while. I don't know if the Browns would necessarily be willing to give him up. In a perfect world, they wouldn't. But if they wanted to do this deal, I know that that is something that the 49ers are very attracted to.
Is there any way this deal does not include Amari Cooper? What do you think?
I suppose there is. It would probably have to include something else really good. But if they could get their hands on Amari, then they don't miss a beat. They don't have to lose Brandon and not have a number one receiver. They could just plug and play Amari. So that's why they like the Browns deal.
Mary Kay, is there any chance that they would be interested in, say, Jerry Jeudy and Moore? You'd have to make the money work, I would think. Is Amari the must in this trade, or could maybe it be Jerry Jeudy? Could it be something else?
I think it's Amari at this point. I mean, look at Amari and how good he is, 5-time Pro Bowler. You would, in some respects, be upgrading the position to go from Brandon this year to Amari. So, I do think that that's what they're hoping for. Again, not sure if the Browns would be willing to do that or not, but that's what the 49ers want.
I'm just curious, how serious do you think this Za'Darius Smith knee injury is?
Well, if it's just a knee contusion, then they really did dodge a bullet, and they don't have that much to worry about. I haven't heard anything more about it yet today. They were going to reevaluate it, so we should know a little bit more this afternoon. But to call it a knee contusion when it looked like something more serious than that, I think that's a great place to start.
And they're doing more testing today. We should have some news a little later on today.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not going to be super forthcoming at this time of year. Kevin Stefanski will probably say he'll be back out there soon or something like that. I mean, at this time of year, they really don't have to tell us very much about injuries. They don't have to tell us if they're questionable. They don't have to get real specific about the body part. So I don't expect them to give up too much.
I know this is another injury question, but it was just so serious at the time, and I'm wondering if you heard anything more about Deonta Foreman and how he's doing. And I got to be honest, when we were sitting here on the air and they were lifelining him out, football was the least of what I was thinking about for that guy. So where are we with Deonta Foreman? Have you heard anything?
Well, I heard he's getting better and he's coming along, and it wasn't what they feared in the beginning, that it wasn't as serious as it looked, and that also he doesn't have a concussion. He's not in the concussion protocol. So it's probably just a matter of him recovering enough from the pain to get back out there and be able to play. And, or maybe he has, I don't know if he had a stinger, probably not a stinger, because I think a stinger lands you in the concussion protocol. But he is expected to be okay in not too long of a time frame.
So, Mary Kay, we've heard today that Jordan Love is going to play in the preseason opener against the Browns. There are reports out of Detroit Jared Goff will not be playing in the preseason opener for the Lions. Should Deshaun Watson play in the preseason opener and beyond for the Browns?
I'm going to say no in the preseason opener. I don't know if they would do it or not, but I would say no. I would wait on him a little bit because he's ramping up. He's in a different situation than most quarterbacks. So I would give him the time that he needs, at least a few more weeks to get ready to get out there and get some of those live reps. So I don't know what their decision is going to be yet, but I'm going to lean towards no.
What's not ready yet, Mary Kay? What do you think?
I just think he's still in a little bit of a ramp-up phase. There are certain things that he's not doing in practice. Yesterday he was backed off of an 11-on-11 drill at the end of practice, a team drill, and that's just part of the plan right now. He's not expected to do every single thing that the other quarterbacks are doing. He doesn't do a net drill every day when they do that. He simulates his throws into the net. So there are certain things where they're just giving him a little bit of a break on the arm, and that's fine. This is in conjunction with his surgeon, and it's nothing to be alarmed about. But it's still a work in progress.
Mary Kay, are there any battles? I saw a headline today talking about camp battles for the Browns, and I was like, huh? Second string? Third string? When you look at what we're watching right now, do you feel like there's any battles for position?
There are not a lot of battles. When you're looking at Browns practice right now, you're going to see a lot of younger guys out there because there are so many injuries and so many guys that are ramping up and being held out and on different injury lists. So you're not looking out at the full complement of receivers right now in team drills. You're not looking out there at the linebackers. You're not looking out there at the defensive line. These are the areas with the most injuries at this point. But when it comes to everyone being healthy, then you'll start to see a few battles for that number 5-6 receiver spot. You'll see a battle for number 3 quarterback between Dorian and Tyler Huntley, which I think will be on display at the stadium on Saturday night. You will see a battle at left tackle with Jed Wills and maybe Jack Conklin when those guys are healthy. So the battles are coming. They're not really there yet.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. What kind of an impression is Devin Bush making so far, Mary Kay, the linebacker who was with Pittsburgh for his first 4 years, Seattle last year, and now appears to be, at the age of 26, a guy looking for a home and an opportunity?
Well, he has a chance to make the team, especially if he can excel and shine on special teams right now. And then if he can contribute on defense, that's going to be a bonus. He got a nice interception in practice yesterday, which is what you want to do. You want to show up when you get your chances. And they were down 3 linebackers in practice yesterday, and so he got some first-team reps, and he was out there, and he did a nice job. Grabbed an underthrown pass by Deshaun Watson intended for David Bell over the middle. And that's exactly what you want to do in that kind of setting. You want to make them know your name. And he did that at least yesterday. Up until that point, he really hasn't made a huge impact, but he hasn't gotten the reps. He will get more as these next 2 weeks go on.
Mary Kay, I just little epiphany that on Sunday, just watching training camp, it's just, this isn't the training camps that we used to cover when we first started. When I first started, it's just it doesn't have the same feel, does it? I mean, there's less seats, less dates, less a lot of less of everything, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I do know that it's an opportunity for the fans to get up close and personal, but I do understand they have work to do and they want to get ready for the regular season. Just your overall thoughts on training camp, what it used to be and what it is right now.
Well, certainly not what it used to be back in the day when they went two-a-days and did nutcracker drills and did all kinds of things and knocked heads and had contact and all of that kind of stuff. They don't do that anymore. And when you look around at their regen room, at their new weight room, at all the technology they have, this is a very scientific process now. It's very state-of-the-art and high-tech. They know when guys should be practicing, when they need to be backing off, and it's going to trend even more in that direction where it will be very, very analytics-driven. But I don't think it's hurt the quality of football. I really don't. I think the product is still excellent and still very good, and they're saving some wear and tear on these guys' bodies.
Mary Kay, are there any surprises coming on the offensive line?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they're just waiting to see when Jed and Jack are going to be healthy. And when those guys are healthy, then it will inform who the starting left tackle is for the Cowboys. I don't think we have an answer to that yet.
Will there be a dome stadium? Certainly leaning that way from all accounts, Mary Kay. And when Mayor Bibb sent the proposal to the Haslams and all that stuff, and no disrespect to the mayor here, maybe he just did what he had to do. Yeah, look, I made him an offer. They don't want to take it because there didn't seem to be a whole lot of appealing things in that offer. If you're the Haslams and your one option is renovating a stadium and getting a 30-year lease as opposed to building a new football palace and everything that's going to go along with it, at least according to the plans in Brook Park.
It's tough to say. You know, the last I heard from the Haslams themselves were that they were still considering both options. And until they tell us that they've made a decision one way or the other, I think we have to believe that both options are on the table and are still viable and that they're still working through both things. So I still think that holds true. I get the feeling that they are leaning towards and would prefer the dome, but I don't, you know, sometimes it's hard to separate out what is part of the negotiating tactics and what is reality, and I don't know exactly which way this is going to go yet.
Hmm. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know. It just feels like everything's leaning towards Brook Park right now. I just, because you know, we keep hearing reports about this, reports about that, and just, you know, what's better for the football team, I think, is you know, when it comes down to it. I'm still hesitant on, you know, having to be the team in the AFC North that plays indoors, but the benefit for Northeast Ohio to have a building that you can use more than 15 times a year, I think is it just seems bold and big. And that's got to come into consideration when the Haslams are thinking about this.
It does. I mean, I think there's wisdom in both options. I can see the benefits in both. I get the feeling that they're leaning towards the dome. But and even Andrew Berry came out and said that he would prefer the dome. So I kind of feel that that's where they're going with this. But things can change on a dime in these types of negotiations. And I just don't really think we have the full answer yet.
It's interesting. And Andy just said something about AFC North and being the only dome team in the AFC North. I wonder if that could be an advantage. You know, down the road, a competitive advantage. You have a different style team than the others.
Was it an advantage for Houston when we're the AFC Central? I mean, put that in there. You can think about it that way.
I don't know. I wonder, is it an advantage right now for Detroit? Is it an advantage for Minnesota in their divisions? I don't know that it is, but I don't know that it isn't. And in this day and age, teams seem like they're being built to play a certain kind of football, Mary Kay, that doesn't really matter, you know. You're not seeing the grinded out teams anymore, you know, the teams that are throwing 20 times a game. So I don't know if that actually matters. Do you?
Well, it would certainly be a paradigm shift. I don't know how it would impact whether or not it would give them an advantage or not on the field. I'm not really sure about that. It would be quite different to be going to games in November and December and not having those teams come in worrying about the weather. It would be different. It wouldn't really necessarily feel like old school Cleveland Browns football. And I know that a lot of fans have a problem with that, but it is a wave of the future, for the fan experience to be, really good on game day. And I think that's what the Haslams are aiming for.
We'll be paying all attention to you with the Brandon Ayuk trade talks and the stadium and everything else. Mary Kay, thank you as always.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay
Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Her thoughts on Ayuk, her thoughts on Cooper, on the stadium. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.